Hi everyone, it's Derek from the iReady podcast and this is my reaction to the 2-0 victory over Stranraer in the fourth round of the Scottish Cup tonight. A changed team tonight, a few different faces, a debutant as well with Nathan Patterson, certainly showing he's a good prospect. A couple of different changes as well with Fotheringham coming in, Edmondson coming in and Defoe coming in as well for, I think it was obviously the suspended Morelos. Not the greatest of performances, but we got the victory nonetheless. We never got out of first gear. I don't think we had to. Stranraer set up to be very defensive. Looks as if they were wanting to get the draw and take it back to their ground, which is understandable. They've got to play to their strengths as well. But we got the goals. I wouldn't say we made heavy weather of it because we never really got out of first gear. I wouldn't say it was disappointing. I think what we've got to take away from it is the fact that we got the victory very convincingly, ultimately. We'd like to see more goals, but we came out the game, got the victory, and we didn't appear to pick up any injuries as well. So that was the one thing that is going to benefit us, I think, from last year. If you look at last year, where we had a Scottish Cup game after the break and it was cancelled because of a frosty pitch, then we went straight into a league game and we never got the result we needed. This is the kind of game you need to start off the campaign back after a wee break there. Blows the cobwebs off. It gives the players a wee reminder that not everything's going to be all our way. We need to work for victories and we need to work for the goals as well. Get maybe the bad performance out of the way initially, and then we continue on in the league, obviously on Wednesday this time. But the game itself, as I said, we never got out of first gear. It was one-way traffic really all the time. We maybe overplaying it at times. We were trying to walk the ball into the net. They were setting up very defensively, which again is understandable. We did get a few shots off. Their keeper had a few great saves throughout the game. We needed that wee bit more invention up front, I felt. But again, that was maybe a symptom of the fact that we never really got out of first gear. The goal did come, though, on the 44th minute, just before half-time, with Arfield scoring. We got a corner, which, granted, it looked as if it shouldn't have been a corner. I think both the defender and our attacker slid in for the ball at the touchline, and it came off our player last. But we got the corner in from the right-hand side. Edmondson tries a back heel, but he ends up hitting the ball against his other leg. It falls to Arfield, who with his first touch controls it, and with his second touch shoots it through the defence into the net. So a bit of fortune kind of all round there, I would have said, but you know, it makes a change from decisions not going our way. But that's the difference. We'll quite happily admit when something shouldn't have been, but that's a story for another day. So into half-time, expecting more of the same, to be honest, with a wee bit more invention. Did it come? Probably not, really. What you've got to look at is we were never, ever in danger. I don't think Fotheringham had anything to do the whole game. If they had a shot, it was one shot and it was off target. I can't even remember them having a shot, to be honest. But we managed to seal it on the 66th minute because a minute beforehand, Defoe was brought down in the box after a great through ball by Davis through the defence. Clear penalty, no arguments whatsoever. Defoe steps up, sends the keeper the wrong way and he hits it off the left post and in the back of the net. And that was game over from there. Really, there was no way back whatsoever. Not even a bit of luck would have changed the game, I think. From that point of view, made a couple of changes, Defoe off and Ojo on, and then another debutant on the 80th minute with Aribo coming off and Kai Kennedy coming on. That was his competitive debut as well, and really that's how the game finished up. There was no really many clear-cut chances, but you know, as I said, wasn't the greatest of displays, put it that way. A convincing enough performance in terms of there was no inclination we were going to lose the game. We charge on nonetheless. So I think the other games are on tomorrow, so I'm not sure when the draw is, maybe after the games tomorrow. As I said, the next game is on Wednesday, which is against St Mirren, and it's a full card on the Premiership as well on Wednesday, so not even the game in hand either. So Dave and I will probably be back, not next week, but the week after. As ever, if you want to check out our stuff on our website, which is iReadyPodcast.wordpress.com, and there you can find all the links to our social media sites from there. So thanks for listening, and goodbye.